Wake Up Call continues now on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
All right, the good, the bad, and the dumb for a Monday as we continue along. And let's get things rolling right away. What's the good of the day?
The good of the day. Actually, I'm going to say this. The good, the bad, and the dumb is all Olympic. Because it's over.
Because it's over.
Because it's over. So I'm just going to highlight some of the things that you might have missed over the weekend as far as the good, the bad, the dumb. Olympic edition continues. Team USA not only finished with the most overall medals, like they have for the last 7 years.
Yeah.
They also outbested China for the most gold medals, and they did that. They achieved that on their final day.
USA. So, USA.
Yep. We had the most golds, the most silvers, and the most bronze, leading us to all the medals.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Now, I got a question about that real quick. Do we, it seems like we have, it's not gold medals or medal lists. We seem to be in every sport. Now, we may not win the medal, right? But we seem to be participating in every sport.
Yeah.
Do other countries, like, does China participate in every sport?
No.
That's what I'm wondering.
You know what?
Like I said, we're not winning certain events. I get that. I'm not saying that we're meddling in everything. We're not. But at least we're putting athletes in the Olympics for these sports that allows us to at least have a competition.
I think there's something to be said about that because I don't know if China is competing in, say, equestrian.
Right.
I don't know.
Exactly.
But
that's a good question. It's a good question to ask because it's one of the reasons I think why we win. We're good. Don't get me wrong. We're good. But I think it's because, you know, whatever Olympic sport we have, we go, yeah, we're going to send people. We got people that are in it. They may not win, but at least they're in it.
We got someone who can do that.
There's a chance for maybe an upset. We're like, well, we've never won in archery, but now we do, or whatever it is. You know, whatever. Now, you know, badminton or whatever the sport is.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, congratulations to us.
We took all the medals.
Let's pat ourselves on the back.
Yeah.
What was it? Was it the women's basketball team that was put us over the edge?
I think it was women's basketball. It was either women's basketball or women's indoor volleyball.
Yeah.
Which won their first gold medal ever.
That's awesome. Good for them.
So, I mean, maybe we just go women's indoor volleyball because they got their first one ever. Women's basketball hasn't, I don't think they've ever not had a gold medal.
I don't think
it's been 7 years.
When was the last loss they had in Olympic play? It's like on a 58 game win streak or something.
I was watching that game, was it yesterday or 2 days ago? I don't remember. I think it was Thursday because, you know, the time difference.
Right.
And Sue Bird and Diana Taurasi, they each have 5 gold medals. They've never lost a game in the Olympics.
That's amazing.
One of them has 4 more wins than the other, but both of them have a big fat zero in the loss column.
Listen, who was the women's basketball coach? Dawn Staley?
Yes.
I think it was from South Carolina?
Yeah.
If Greg Popovich can't hit the podium and say, well, you know, the competition is too tough, she can never say that.
No.
Right? She better not say that. She should dominate because we're the best and we should dominate, and I have no less expectation than gold medal for these girls.
Their closest gold medal match, there was 2 of them. I don't remember what years they were, past Olympics, just happened. But their closest margin of victory was 11 points.
Oh, that's amazing.
And I have to feel like, okay, they took their foot off the gas.
Yeah, right.
Because even in this game, I think they won by 17, and you're looking like every starter is sitting on the bench now.
Yeah.
And there's like 3 minutes left to play. They're like, they don't care. We're done.
What's the bad of the
day? I actually have 2.
I'm feeling good about our Olympics.
I have 2 bads. The first one I'm going to highlight is Frenchman Morhad Amdouni.
Okay.
Who cares if I'm saying his name right? He probably should get banned from the marathon, from ever running an Olympic marathon again. He can clearly be seen on video grabbing for a water bottle, but just knocking over an entire row as he's running by it.
Oh, really?
Like, he literally has his hand out and he's just knocking water bottle after water bottle after water bottle meant for his competitors behind him. Because, I mean, I'm pretty sure he didn't win. I don't care enough to look it up.
He did that on purpose, not on an accident?
You know, it's tough to say, but
he's good at that, like manipulating, like, whoops, oh.
Yeah, it looks like he's trying to reach in front of someone who's running and trying to grab a water bottle, and he can't. But he literally knocks over every single one in a row And I'm talking like 20, 25 water bottles.
That's unbelievable.
Until he
bad.
Grabs the final one and was able to grab it, no issues at all.
That's terrible.
You know,
terrible.
Because, you know, you see them sitting out there. I mean, those volunteers are setting up the water bottles as the guys come by and they're putting it all there. And you just see them just like knock over an entire row. Oh, I got the last one. Good.
That's awful.
Terrible. I don't think he was close to winning. I don't know. Maybe he didn't win. I don't care.
What's the second bad?
The second bad is it's that age-old debate that we constantly have. A fencer model has taken to TikTok to show the disparity between what we pay medalists, USA pay medalists, versus other countries. And the country she decided to use was like Singapore, Philippines, and blah, blah, blah. And if you were to win a gold medal in Singapore, you're going to get like $600,000.
Oh, my goodness. Congratulations.
If you win a gold medal in the U.S., your take is probably going to be like $35,000 to $40,000.
Oh, that's not really a lot when you think after taxes and all that
stuff. Yeah, but you also have to, you know, what the video fails to show is kind of the history behind it. So we had 112 medals.
Yeah.
39 of them were gold. If you paid out 39 gold medals to at $600,000 a pop, that's, you know, I think that's more money than the USOC has.
You might be right. Yeah, we're not exactly super funding these things with billions and billions and billions of dollars.
Versus a country like Singapore or the Philippines, I can't remember which one it was, but one of them has never won a gold medal.
Well, that's the key, right? The key is if you're a country that's got some money and you rarely gold and you rarely medal, then all of a sudden you're like, yeah, if you win a gold and you're one of the only people that have ever done it for this country, we're going to reward you handsomely.
Yes.
But in this country, gold medals are like acorns. They fall off trees.
We're expected to get at least, 25?
Yeah, I mean, goodness.
Even in the Winter Olympics, we're expected to get that much.
Exactly.
And we're kind of like a hybrid winter country.
Yeah, I don't need Michael Phelps to be one of the richest people on the planet.
Can you imagine? He alone,
just on gold medals,
six, you know, just say $500,000 per gold medal. What do you get? Like 23?
Yeah,
I mean, he's in Scrooge McDuck land.
Yeah, swimming just on gold medals alone. Yeah, but yeah, no, unfortunately, you're in a country where it's just sort of expected, and then we go here. Congratulations, now. Move on to the next gold medalist. Come here, get your check.
Listen, when I was watching that video, I thought she was going to say, yeah, USA doesn't give out any money for gold medals. And I would have been like, you know what? Okay, that makes sense to me.
Yeah.
Because we have so many people who have gold medals.
I didn't know it was that high, 30-something thousand.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Yeah, it's a lot. But you know what else is funny is, you know, these countries that don't win any medals, if you do win a gold medal in some of these countries, you are legend.
Oh, you're set for life.
Life.
Yeah.
Right?
Here, we'll forget about you.
All right, listen. Imagine if we stunk at the Olympics and we had one guy that was like a track and field star. Right? What would we do to that guy? He would be a massive hero. We would put him on every ad we could. We'd make his life wonderful. If he was the only United States Olympian that medals.
Yep.
If we stunk at everything and we were like, this guy he's the best in the world at hurdles. We would treat him like royalty.
That's why we still
treat. But unfortunately, we have all bunch of people that are good at everything.
I mean, we treat, you know, we put Mary Lou Retton on a pedestal.
Oh, of course.
Because she was the first to win a gold medal in the all around, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Can you name the last ones?
Name
the one who just happened. You know, I mean.
Yeah. Soon Lee? Was that
Yeah, I think that's who it is. But that's my point. Is that,
right.
You know, outside Mary Lou Retton, maybe. The girls in Atlanta, you know, we might know one or two of those girls, but you know, it's an embarrassment of riches for us that we end up forgetting them unless you were a standout superstar during the Olympics.
All right, what's the dumb of the day?
The dumb of the day is kind of paying homage to a Karate Kid moment.
Yeah.
Because in the karate gold medal match, Saudi Arabian Tareg Hamedi. Got knocked out by his opponent, an Iranian opponent named Sajjad Ghazadeh. I don't know. I'm butchering that last name. But because it was an unchecked high kick, which I have no idea what that literally means, he got disqualified. So the guy who got knocked out laid motionless on the mat. Had to, you know, the trainers came out and put an oxygen mask on him. He got the gold medal.
So the guy was down, so, he got the gold medal.
Yeah, so what it kind of reminds me of is in The Karate Kid, you remember the movie? When, you know, there's no supposed to be no kicks to the head?
Yeah.
And Johnny gets kicked in the face, and Daniel's awarded the trophy.
You know,
they, kind of the same thing here.
They brought that up in Cobra Kai, right? Yeah. Like, they kind of brought that up.
Yeah.
When the guys were making Karate Kid, did they not care about that detail? Because it was such a good moment, and it was, you know, the crane, and they wanted to incorporate that. But the kick to the head, they just blew past that in the original.
They I know. It was like warning illegal contact to the face.
Yeah.
And then what does Daniel do? He just goes and kicks him in the face.
Kicks him in the face, and he wins.
And he wins.
Yeah. I'm glad they brought it up in Cobra Kai after all of these years of people going on the internet saying, this is unbelievable. They finally went, all right, we'll address it. It was just a fun movie.
Yeah.
This was an 80s drama fun movie. You ruined it by picking out small details. But that, yeah. Yeah,
but that's so. Kind of what happened here. I mean, it was just an illegal, unchecked kick, which, I mean, if you land a kick, it's obviously going to be unchecked.
Yeah, that's right.
And so because of that, he got disqualified and ended up with a silver. The guy flat on his back got the gold.
Well, that's
Olympics,
amazing.
I don't get
Did
it
they
sometimes.
Have to wake him up to tell him he won the gold?
Pretty
was
much.
He, was he out pretty badly?
Smelling salts.
Yeah, he's like, hey, by the way, you won gold. Yeah.
Then,
you can go back to treating him.
But the worst part about it was that when it was time for gold medal, he was up walking on his own fine. So I don't know if maybe he knew that was a little kick. He's like, well, if I just lay down. Because he was losing at the time, too.
Right.
So if I just lay down, I'm going to get the gold medal.
Sure. Yeah, exactly.
And probably $500 million because it's Saudi Arabia.
All right, that is the good, the bad, and the dumb right. Exactly. A lot of money for that. I'll have Howard Cross. We'll preview the New York Giants coming up in this hour as we continue. It's Wake Up Call.